This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado lawmakers with ties to Israel and Gaza say they are cautiously optimistic about a ceasefire agreement and hostage release, and that there will be peace in the region. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Democratic Senator Iman Judah is Colorado's first Palestinian-American lawmaker and has family living in the West Bank. She said during the 42-day implementation plan, she hopes nothing goes wrong.
It's incredibly important that humanitarian aid and rebuilding begin immediately, and that the hostages are returned to their families.
Democratic Senator Daphna Michelson-Janay also hopes this is a turning point. Michelson-Janay was born in Israel, where most of her family still lives.
When the news came through, I jumped up and down, and then I was like, okay, hold it in. Hold it in. You got to wait and see until the hostages come home.
Michelson-Janay said since October 7th, 2023, she's struggled with the crisis, which has also been front and center at times at the Statehouse and led to some fractured and strained relationships. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
At Denver International Airport, fewer guns turning up in people's luggage. The number of firearm discoveries made by TSA at Denver's airport last year fell by 10 to 166 weapons. That reflects a national trend of fewer gun discoveries in carry-on bags. Atlanta had the most, with more than 400 last year. Denver has the nation's third busiest airport, but placed 6 for guns found in bags. This is CPR News.